these first two games. I think you're like been in second and eight or longer 60% of the time. How big a factor is that in just the whole big picture of your offensive struggles?
That's a factor for anybody offensively. You really want to gain, you know, at least four on first down to kind of keep yourself on schedule. But besides the second half of the Falcons game, the first half of the Falcons game and then the entire Cowboys game, we weren't very good on first down. So.
How serious is Marco Murray's hamstring?
They don't know. I mean, I think they said it's tweaked. They're not. They'll see what it is. He's not going to go today, and we'll see what he does on Friday and Saturday to make a determination on whether he'll play or not on Sunday.
It's been a couple days of training now. Are you confident that, you know, the run game can get going? If you fall back to fundamentals, I guess, like you said earlier in the week?
We're always doing that. It's just we have to execute it when we play on Sunday. So, you know, it's something that, you know, our practice training and regime and whatnot has not changed. So. We had a good day yesterday. It was our only day in pads during the week. Only allowed to go one day in pads. So yesterday we had a good training session.
You thought players were overthinking things. Is the game plan maybe a little more simplified?
No. I mean, it's still the same thing. We just got to execute what we need to do.
Obviously signed Ryan Matthews to give you depth at the running back position. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, obviously this would seem to be a case where, running back.
Yeah, I mean, you always have to have depth at running back, and that was always a plan for us. So, you know, yeah, we got a tremendous confidence in Ryan, also in Darren Sproles, if DeMarco can't go. But we're not putting anything on anything now. So it's just, we'll see how he does tomorrow and Saturday. He won't go today, and we'll see how he does tomorrow and Saturday to make a determination whether he'll play on Sunday.
Does this affect your game plan at all, what you want to do against?
No, and I think it's part of what we wanted to do. I think Ryan and DeMarco are similar type players, so. You know, you can do similar type things with them. It's if you had a different type of back backing up or being the number two guy, then it's a different deal. But that's, you know, that's one of the reasons we really had Ryan in here. So,
any update on Kiko?
Kiko won't go this week. He's not going to go today. So it doesn't look like he'll go this week, and then they'll just evaluate it.
I think Ryan only had six snaps Sunday against the Cowboys.
Yeah, we didn't have many snaps on offense, so it's kind of a byproduct of it.
As much as you guys have stressed hydration, avoiding fatigue, and all that, are the number of soft tissue injuries kind of disturbing to you?
No, I mean, I think we have two, so I don't.
Throw in Marcus Smith in the month he'll.
So three. Yeah, I mean.
Three key players.
Yeah, but it's just a total number. Three out of 90 guys. I mean, I don't think that's a.
It's not any different than last year or the year before.
Guys miss some time with, you know, muscle injuries are going to happen. I don't think you can totally prevent them, but you can also do a better job of trying to put yourself in a situation where it doesn't occur. But I don't think in certain situations, in those guys, that it was because they weren't hydrated. That's why they, you know, if that was always the key, I think everybody would just hydrate and you never have a muscle pull. I think there's other factors that go into that. You know, are your hips off? You know, is there a instability in your back so that now that one leg's a little bit longer than the other leg, so you got too much strain on one muscle compared to another muscle. So it's just kind of like driving a car. It could be an alignment issue. The gas and the oil is fine, but if your wheels are off, you know, your car's not going to run the right way. So
did it happen during practice or
had it bothered? No, it just happened in practice.
How about Michael Kendricks? Will he be available Sunday?
Still don't know. I think he's going to do some things with Sean Hulse today, and then we'll monitor him going into tomorrow and Saturday.
How has not running as much zone read affected the run offense?
I think we're probably the same. We've run last year, the amount of zone read we've run in the same 2 years, so I don't think it's affected anything.
Why hasn't Sam, I guess has he not had the opportunities to keep it from run, whereas last year with Nick, you'd see it maybe?
It just depends how people defend you. And again, I've said this since I got here. We don't call as much zone read as you people think we run zone read.
No,
so every run out of the shotgun is not a zone read run play. So it's actually a very minimal part of what we do. It's been a very minimal part with Nick, and it's kind of probably about the same amount that it is with Sam. So,
as much as the Jets blitz, what's the responsibility on the receivers to
get open? Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things they do is put the receivers on islands because of what they have back there. You know, when you have Revis and Cromartie and Screen, you get three pretty talented guys right there. So that's a huge matchup, I think, for any team. You know, it's us because we're playing them this week, but I think that's what the Browns saw and that's what the Colts saw in their first two games that they played. You know, you got a real talented secondary back there. So I think they have the ability to kind of bring an extra guy because of what they feel like they have behind it. But, you know, you gotta be able to capitalize on that because you know what you're getting for coverage.
Thank you.
you could be a little thin on the D-line this week if he sets out.
Yeah.
Taylor going. Mm-hmm. Does that affect Vinny?
Yeah, Vinny would just bump inside, and Brandon Bear would be active.
Vinny won't play as much stand-up linebacker.
No, it just depends. I mean, we got to manage the snaps, but we also have Marcus back, so that gives us a little bit more depth at outside, which helps us maybe with Vinny in the D-line transition. And obviously, if both set in, Taylor can't go, then Brandon would be active.
Has Marcus, because he missed all that time, I mean, is he still behind, or is he pretty much caught up?
That's a good question for him, you know, but he's been back practicing for training with us for a couple weeks now, so, and we've built him up, so it's, you know, he's been full, and I don't think we've seen anything for that, but that's a good question for Marcus.
What does Brandon Bear bring you if he ends up playing?
Well, Brandon was active for all 16 games for us last year, so he's obviously got a wealth of experience. He's a guy that would be active all the time for us. It's just we can't carry that many D linemen, or we would be short at another position. But we feel like he's a key contributor. He's played a lot of football in the past 2 years here. So,
in a week like this, where something hasn't gone right, do you devote more time to self scouting, almost like in a bye week?
We self scout the same amount every week. So it's, you know, all Mondays on both sides of the ball and in special teams. That's the first thing we do is we evaluate the game that we just played, and we have to make proper corrections, and then we start to look at, you know, what tendencies that we've put together, you know, and obviously we don't really look at the preseason, because what we did in the preseason, we didn't game plan for anybody. We just, a lot of times we ran 3, 4, 5 plays taught max, so you're starting to get some tendencies now that you've played 2 games in. So
did you find any tendencies when you watched the plays?
Yeah, that we weren't very successful on first down.
In the sample size you've had, how has Nelson been moving in coverage?
Nelson's done a nice job.
Is taking shots down the field beneficial, even if you don't necessarily complete them, in terms of the way defenses are going to look at you? And would you worry after these first 2 games that they're sort of discounting that aspect of your offense?
No, I don't think they're discounting it. And I don't think the reason we weren't able to take shots down the field is because of how deep the safeties played. You know, in Atlanta, that's part of the kind of the MO of their defense. And then in the Dallas game, Wilcox was, you know, our lack of a running game didn't devote anybody from the secondary to have to get into the box. So I don't think it has anything to do with taking a shot down the field. What we have to do is be able to run the ball versus a 6-man box. Now you have to get a safety down in the front. Now you have an opportunity to make them pay for getting an extra guy down there. But we haven't, in either game we played, whether it be Dallas or Atlanta, seen an extra defender in the box, because we didn't run the ball well enough to get that extra defender in the box. So there was no opportunity to throw the ball down the field. There was a free safety at 15 to 20 yards deep on every play that we played. So
I recognize that's a difficult throw or difficult completion, but that's why you have great quarterbacks, is to make difficult throws, right?
No. I mean, if we have 2 high safeties at 20 yards deep and we're throwing the ball deep, then our quarterback's making the wrong decision. So that's kind of how we look at it.
They've got 2 inside linebackers that they can leave, mm-hmm, on the field.
Yeah, they do.
You had that situation here when everybody was healthy. How much of an advantage is it to a defense to have that kind of situation?
It's a good advantage. You know, when your linebackers can match up, and I think with both Harris and Davis, speed-wise, they match up really well. They're a lot like Keekly and Davis and Carolina that don't come off the field because they can be 3-down linebackers. So, therefore, you don't have to get into a lot of different personnel schemes. You can match up to what people do. You know, when you have someone that can stay on the field in their base defense, but also stay on the field in nickel, and then you never really have to go to dime, I think it frees you up to do a lot of different things. But that's, again, and I talked about it yesterday, they have strength at all 3 levels. They have, that's really good at the defensive line, and Williams and Wilkerson, and the 2 outside linebackers are really good. The 2 inside linebackers are good, and obviously we've already talked about the secondary. So it allows you to do some different things with the same personnel on the field.
You've mentioned Jordan Hicks being a 3-down linebacker. Mm-hmm. Is he at that point now where he can be a 3-down?
Yeah, he played, you know, after Michael and Kiko went down, he played all 3 downs on Sunday against the Cowboys and did well for us. So, you know, we're excited to see what he can do this week.
Have you noticed anything about how the team has reacted to the early adversity this week?
I think they've had a good week of training. You know, obviously Tuesday's a shorter practice session for us. We're only out there for a little bit over an hour, and then yesterday they were really good, so we'll continue to see how it builds. Is there a consistency in terms of what we're doing? But the first 2 days have been good.
How about your coaching? How they've reacted to, you mentioned on that game, the catch and coaching was a part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you don't execute or don't do what you're supposed to do, then you have to look at everything. But I think our coaches understand this. You had a lot of guys that have been around for a long time, and you know, you're going to win a lot of games, but you're going to lose a lot of games, and it's really how you respond when you're in those adverse situations. So I think our guys have experience at doing that, and they've been good this week. So
your offense hasn't been able to go with the tempo, I guess, in the past. Is that just a product of, you know, getting too many third downs? You're not able to rev it up on first and second down?
Yeah, I mean, you need to continue to kind of get a string a couple first downs together to stay on the field, you know. So when you do that, you know, that's kind of a byproduct of getting able to start to go fast. You know, it's kind of like you're in a car and you only can go so far because there's a stoplight, you know, 20 yards down the road. You can't stick your foot on the gas and go 60 miles an hour because you're going to have to stop real quick. So,
do you see a difference in the way your offense plays against
them? No. I mean, we just faced 2 4-man fronts in back-to-back weeks, but no.
Does it change anything from a play call?
Yeah, we have different plays. We run against 3-4 teams and we run against 4-3 teams. Running wise, protection wise, everything. I mean, just the spacing of the front dictates kind of what you're doing. So.
Okay.